Good morning. It's 8:12, 68 degrees in downtown Galesburg. Galesburg's Morning News, Tyler Gum, Jay Redfern. And we're joined in studio this morning because a $20 ticket to Sunday's 2 o'clock show could do more than get you a seat and get someone else in the door for the first time. So the Historic Orpheum Theater's Gift of Performance, the Power of Community Initiative, uses ticket sales from this weekend's concert to fund tickets for local nonprofit clients who might not otherwise get to experience a live show. And the ones providing that performance are two familiar voices around here joining us. We have Daniel Leahy, Pippi Ardania of Pippi and Daniel Music. So good morning, guys. Good to
good
see you again.
Good morning, Tyler.
Hello.
And who do we have with us here today?
I don't know. He was just out front and wanted to come in with us.
Followed you home.
Yeah. I guess so.
This is our grandson.
Hi.
What's your name, big guy?
Easton.
And where do you go to school?
Silas.
Silas. What grade are you? What grade are you going into?
Second.
Second.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is your favorite song that they sing?
I forget.
Is that the name of it, or you forgot it?
That is the name of it.
For anyone who hasn't heard about this yet, what exactly is Gift of Performance, Power of Community, and how does buying a ticket to your guys' show help someone get in the door?
You're looking at me, but Pippi is really...
Pippi, we're going to turn to you.
...practiced on what to say about this.
Well, it's a wonderful initiative to assist and to interconnect with the community by they give, well, the Orpheum gives these tickets to nonprofits who are supporting their community in so many amazing ways. And they give the tickets to people that are underserved so they can experience that first time in the theater. You know, when you bring a child or family or, you know, a person into the theater and see the wonders of what's on the stage, that is so spectacular. And like Daniel always says, you know, even when we're performing, there's so many times that people have never seen a live show.
Right.
A live show. They've seen it on their phones. They've seen it on, you know, the TV.
Yeah,
movies and stuff. But they haven't seen live shows. And that's what the Orpheum offers. And it's really the jewel of our town.
Do you guys remember the first live performance you ever saw?
Yeah.
What was it?
Well, other than me being in it.
Yeah.
Because I started professionally at age 13 at the Three Crown Room in Gillsburg, Illinois.
Okay. Yeah. Where was that?
It was in the Hotel Custer.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was the side there. I had a marquee out there. My sister and Dave Bukovich and Doodles Thurman played there. That was my first gig. But Pippi also started at age 13.
Yeah, and I started at the Burning Spear, opening up for Johnny Taylor. And that was an experience. My mother was there. And I had a little group, and it was very exciting to be able to sing. And as soon as I was done, she snatched me off, got us all in the car so we can go home.
Get out of this place.
Get out of this den of iniquity. But anyway.
So what was the first concert that you ever saw?
The very first, I didn't see a concert. The first thing I saw was was a live performance, a theater performance of it wasn't The Sound of Music. It was I Wanna Be in America, West Side Story.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that was my very first live performance, and I never saw anything so exciting in my life. Yeah. That was
in Chicago or in New York?
That was in Chicago. Okay. It was a small review, but it was so exciting, all the energy and everything. So that did everything for me. But the first performance that wasn't live that I saw that I fell in love with was Diana Ross, and she was on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Oh, yeah.
Well, with it's the hard Supreme.
Yeah.
Well, how did you guys talk, this initiative with the Orpheum, how did you guys get connected with it?
Well, I serve on the board of the Orpheum, and you know us, anything that we think...
Well, Andrew brought this.
He's done such work, but Andrew...
Andrew Driscoll.
Yeah, he's so amazing. He's the executive director.
We've met once or twice.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He really has great vision for the Orpheum, and this... this particular initiative is so important because we have been discussing more ways to get connected with the community and bring the community to the Orpheum so they can really, and we have a great, great following of people that love the theater, but people that don't know about the theater and you know, times are tough and it's kind of hard to get tickets, and that's going to be the first thing off the table.
Well, I grew up here in Galesburg, and the Orpheum has always been there, of course. It's an old vaudeville theater, the Orpheum. There's a bunch of them throughout the Midwest.
Yeah.
And I remember going seeing movies there. Did you do?
Yes, I did, yeah.
And that was before it was all restored and gorgeous now. But I know that, I mean, first of all, I want to say how fortunate we are to have this, what they call the jewel of the community, sitting here. And I know that there are people in Galesburg that have never even been in the Orpheum Theater. It's got so much history alone just to go there as a site. We've had some of the greats, the Marx Brothers, I mean, all kinds of older and newer. I mean, even the Doobie Brothers have played there, you know. What we're hoping for is to allow people who don't think that they can go there because of financial reasons or maybe physical reasons. There's places that they have for handicap that you can go and be there. So go ahead there, Tyler.
I think the real question was, you know, how did we get involved in this? And so Andrew basically asked us if we would do this, you know, if we would, you know, bring our talent to raise money for the Orpheum. So this particular initiative.
Our 10-piece group will be there.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, we're talking with Pippi Ardania, Daniel Leahy, Pippi and Daniel Music, Galesburg's Morning News. So the Experience Band, what can people expect Sunday? What's the lineup look like? What's the set list look like?
Well, the whole theme of the show is about it's never too late and for us to show up.
And it's never too late to charge.
Well, good point there.
Well said.
Really? And it's never too early. And so we're basically going, you're going to be seeing our lineup is a little bit more of a story about not too late in your life to live your dream. Not too late to come see a live show at the Orpheum, even if you've been here for a long time. It's and you're going to see us speak about being together, I mean, sing about being together in our community, outdoors, and what it feels like to be a community like we are here in Galesburg.
Right.
We're bringing, he's going to be making a debut, Easton. Easton's going to be making his debut, singing a beautiful song, and we're also going
to... Do you know what a debut is?
I forgot.
Yeah, he asked that earlier. He said, you keep saying debut.
I don't even know what a debut is.
it's your coming out. It's your first experience.
Your big release.
Yeah.
Your release to the world. Your first performance.
Yeah, it's like that.
The first presentation of Easton.
On the Orpheum stage, which is really, really exciting. So you're going to hear a lot of good music. We hope to see a lot of friends and family there. And, of course, with our 10-piece band, we got Bobby Dillard and Carol Maloney and
Becky Fleischer.
And
Laura Wright. Laura Leahy Wright.
Yes.
My niece, who's wonderful in the group.
Dave Plunk.
Sticks.
Go ahead, Pippi.
You go ahead, babe. Go ahead.
Stick Sherrard on drums, mm-hmm. Scott Grokey on percussion, and moi on keyboards and vocals.
And Matthias. Well,
you know what?
Richard Matthias, but I'm calling him Matthias.
Yes.
But you said to call him Matisse.
No, I was corrected. It's Matthias. He's a trans. Go ahead and take your break. We'll settle this off.
This is morning for us.
Talked about the lineup. We've been talking about everyone you can expect at the show. But talk about playing at the. You've played at the Orpheum before, yes?
Oh yeah.
Was it with the Pippi and Daniel experience? The experience.
Well, our first time together was Daniel and I. And yeah. That's when we first really, when I first got back, got in town. And then we've been on stage and performed during that big event with the African event that we,
I don't recall what it was.
I can't remember.
I just recently did, Harry Buckley and his group did a, they're called the Second Mortgage.
Second Mortgage, yeah.
And they did a benefit for the Orpheum.
Oh, I was so excited.
And they asked me to go in and assist. And so I took my keyboard over there, and it was fun. But they generated, I think, around $15,000.
Yeah, they did so good.
So let's talk about Easton. You're making your debut on Sunday. What song are you going to sing, and are you looking forward to it?
I can't tell you.
You can't tell me? It's a secret?
No. Yeah.
Okay. But you're, are you looking forward to it?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. Been practicing a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Easton's grown up being around our rehearsals, our concerts. We've got pictures of him being 9 months old with a microphone in his hand.
Yeah. And, really?
Is there an instrument you play or an instrument you want to play?
I sometimes play piano and drums.
All right. That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. Good foundation right there.
Yeah, before we let you go, we're going to ask a few rapid-fire questions and give me your first responses. So how about a favorite performer of all time?
Easton, you better say Pippi. But anyway, Daniel.
My favorite piano performer is Oscar Peterson.
Pippi, how about your favorite performer of all time?
My very favorite, I would say, is Diana Ross.
Diana Ross, okay. Mm-hmm. How about you, Easton?
My grandpa.
That's a good answer.
Oh! Someone's getting a Happy Meal today.
Oh, man, I don't like Happy Meals.
Well, you'll get lunch.
Yeah. I hope.
These are all kind of similar, but who did you look up to coming up music-wise?
I was really into horn bands back in the... horn sections like Tower of Power, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Ides of March, of course, Earth, Wind, and Fire. And my whole desire when I was a teenager is to go out on the road and have the opportunity to play with a horn band. And I did.
Pippi, how about you? You know, we have playlists today, but back then we didn't, but you had favorite people. You know, who were some of your favorites? Who did you look up to?
Mostly the jazz singers, because that was being played in my house. So there was Billie Holiday and I keep hearing Della Reese, but she was not always played. Oh, Mahalia Jackson was played a great deal.
Ella.
Ella Fitzgerald was played a lot in my home.
Carmen McRae.
Oh, Carmen McRae, yeah. So they were really the vocal idols for me because of all that they were able to do, Diana Washington. But, Diana Ross was the performance idol that I connected with. So those, that music, but also Earth, Wind, and Fire and,
Chicago.
And... Blood, Sweat, and Tears. God, I love them and all of Motown. So
Pippi's originally from Chicago, and she went to school with not Roberta Flack, but
with Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she was a bad girl. I was a good girl.
We've all heard.
We learned something good. Yeah. So.
Guys, we are pretty much out of time. But coming up, if you want to be a part of this, tickets are a minimum of $20 donation. Everyone you buy helps put someone else in a seat that might not otherwise get the chance. So the Pippi and Daniel show is Sunday, August 2nd, 2:00 p.m. at the Historic Orpheum Theater. And big thank you to you guys. Anything else that we need to add in regards to Sunday?
Show up.
Because it's never too late.
Oh, my goodness.
Easton, it's time to get up.
You got somewhere to be, man. It's rehearsal time.
You got your next show to your next interview,
right? We do have to go to rehearsal now.
Yeah, we do.
Well, thank you guys very much for coming in.
Thank you, Tyler.
Thank you.
Easton, it's nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you, too.